for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Well, good morning, all y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House. It's the only pandemic-free zone you can come to every single week. The only thing you can catch, the only thing contagious at Rosie on the House are ear-to-ear grins, happy hearts, and positive attitudes. So we're welcoming you to our house so we can be that weekly recharge you need to shed the anxiety and the fears that the world may weigh down on you all week long. We're here the next 2 hours to talk about your two favorite things, you and your house. If you've got any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it's something to do with the foundation, the cabinets, the door hinges, the air conditioning, the rooftops, or the fireplaces, give us a call at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick the call up, get your name, and we'll get you on air as quick as we can to answer your question and to use your question as a way to educate all the other folks that are tuning in and listening. We've been talking water, and that's really the topic this entire month. And I'd like to share with y'all a little story that happened at the office just this past week about water, a hidden source of water that many of you may or may not be aware of being generated at your home every single day in the summer. I'm talking about the condensation of your air conditioner. In this high humid season, your air conditioning job is to pull the humidity out of the air inside your home. Well, once it pulls that moisture out, it has to do something with it. It puts it into a basin connected to a pipe that goes to the outside of your house somewheres, and it drips. Now, Jennifer has posted to the Rosie on the House Facebook a video of how much water you should be seeing out of your condensate line right now. At my house, I'm harvesting 15 to 20 to 25 gallons of water every single day. My dogs love it. My lawn loves it. I use it to go. You know, my dogs use the lawn as their bathroom. So we've got brown spots in my beautiful Tiff lawn. So I use that water to supplement and rinse those areas and make the brown spots go away quicker. I use them to add water to my compost pile. I add water to my cantaloupe vine and whatever else is growing in the garden. So here's a funny story about condensate. A normally jovial, friendly older gentleman who's a regular listener of the show calls our office in a really sour mood, just not at all what we're used to from this guy. And he's returned from a road trip where he was in Las Vegas for a week. And I think maybe, possibly, one source of his sour mood may have been what he invested in the profitability of those casinos up there, maybe what he left on the table. And he walks into his home after driving home, 2:30 in the afternoon. And you open the front door of your house and you walk in with your little overnight suitcase, and the inside temperature is the same as the outside temperature. Now, what's the first thought in your mind? I wish I hadn't lost so much money in Las Vegas. this isn't gonna be easy. And so he calls our office frustrated. starts asking questions about how much a new air conditioner is going to cost and should he go with the same brand because he's so aggravated because this brand only had a 10-year labor and material warranty and now he was experiencing problems exactly at 10 years and 1 month.
Oh, of course.
Nine years
and 11 months.
So he was aggravated. His house was hot. He was aggravated with what he left on the table in Las Vegas. He was aggravated with the brand of air conditioning equipment, which had been doing a great job for his house for 10 years. He was aggravated with the service provider who's been out there regularly providing a service. And he was asking all kind of questions. Well, are you like brand X or Y or Z? I'm not going to go back with this one. And I said, look, why don't you just let the service provider come out here and let's see what's wrong. Okay, well, while I'm waiting for him, I'm going to run down to the hardware store. I'm going to buy a room air conditioner, just start cooling off the bedroom. I said, okay, that's fine. Those are kind of handy to have anyway. You can always find a use for those. Well, he didn't have to replace the air conditioner. His service provider, he's been using for 10 years, came out and said, well, sir, you'll be happy to know we've fixed your problem. And you can probably have this air conditioner for another 10 years. It was a plugged condensate line. So if your air conditioner can't bleed off all this water, there's an automatic shutoff so that it doesn't keep making water that's going to be causing a problem somewhere in your house.
Depending on where your equipment's located,
right.
This source of condensation could be right in your attic, and all that condensation would be spilling over into your insulation and onto your roof and just saturating the interior.
Yeah, a mess, a big mess. So you have an automatic shutoff valve, and that wasn't the only call we took this week where the condensate shutoff valve had shut the air conditioner down. So you need to regularly check it. And if your service provider is regularly checking it, the chances of it happening are slim, but it can happen depending on where your condensate is. A little dust storm blows through, creates a little cross ventilation in your attic, blows a little insulation into the condensate pan that gets wet. That has to drain, so it's taking all of the sediment and debris that's landed in there, pushing it towards the drain hole. Lots of reasons it can happen. But one story about condensation that you need to know about. And again, you ought to be seeing it, and you can go to Rosie on the House Facebook page. There's a live video right there of what your condensate should be producing. Right now, it should be producing a lot of water. Another thing about humidity. Some of you that have air conditioning systems, central air conditioning system, that you're not happy with, you still have hot spots in the house. So you put the fan motor on manual on, and it runs 24 hours a day. In the dry season, that's a great way to overcome the design shortfalls of your system. But when the humidity gets this high, you've got to go over to your thermostat and turn the fan motor to automatic. You do not want that fan running 24 hours a day. Because when the compressor turns off, and the fan keeps blowing, it's now going to take all the moisture it has sucked out of your house, and it's going to blow it right back into your house. So your air conditioner has to do twice the work when the compressor comes back on. So monsoon season, the fan motor switch on your thermostat gets moved to automatic. You walk around and verify your condensate is dripping. And it's dripping a lot right now. And if you have pets, that's the equivalent of distilled water. And as it drips out of that line, it's cold. My dogs love the condensate water drip pan that we've got located in the backyard. That's their favorite water of all to drink. Well, why not? Distilled, chilled water. Don't you drink it. Let me say that right now. That's not for human consumption, but it does work pretty good for the pets.
Yeah, I might put that through one more water filtration unit.
Absolutely.
If you just still happen to need it for whatever reason. Not quite the same as right out of the hose.
Or RO. It's not exactly RO. I learned two new things yesterday. After being a builder here for 40 years, you'd think I'd know all this stuff. But I'm still learning. I learned that at the Register of Contractors, there is a category of licensees that is exempt from having a qualifying party. I never knew that. And when I reached out to the Register of Contractors, the director actually called me back on my cell phone. He said, "Rosie, we've talked about this on air before." I said, oh, we have? It didn't stick. I missed that. The other thing I learned is we've got a school teacher in Sunny Slope that lives in a home that was built in the 50s. And sometime before she bought it, someone converted the carport to a garage without a permit. And it was done completely wrong. I called the City of Phoenix Building Department and I said, "What are y'all going to have us do?" And they said, "Well, we've got a program where for $150, we will send an inspector out to your house and give you an assessment of all those code questions you may have on projects others have done to your home without a permit." And it's a field verification report for $150. You know how many home visits that's going to save me from making next year? I bet you that saves me 40 or 50 appointments. I think that I'm going to find out if all the rest of the cities do that. That's spectacular.
That's about as good as a home energy audit.
It is. Yeah, it really is. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, with this high humidity and the monsoon weather, some tips and tricks for keeping the pool as clean as you'd like it to be.